The events of that triumphant hour, December 16. Christ comes with power and great glory. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25:31. No human language can portray the scenes of the second coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. He will come clad in the robe of light, which he has worn from the days of eternity. Angels will accompany him. 10,000 times 10,000 will escort him on his way. The sound of the trumpet will be heard, calling the sleeping dead from the grave. The voice of Christ will penetrate the tomb and pierce the ears of the dead, and all that are in the grave shall come forth. Christ is coming with power and great glory. He is coming with his own glory and with the glory of the Father, and the holy angels will attend him on his way. While all the world is plunged in darkness, there will be light in every dwelling of the saints. They will catch the first light of his second appearing. The unsullied light will shine from his splendor, and Christ the Redeemer will be admired by all who have served him. While the wicked flee, Christ's followers will rejoice in his presence. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He is to be accompanied by all the hosts of heaven, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. Not until the personal advent of Christ can his people receive the kingdom. Man in his present state is mortal, corruptible, but the kingdom of God will be incorruptible, enduring forever. Therefore, man in his present state cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But when Jesus comes, he confers immortality upon his people, and then he calls them to inherit the kingdom of which they have hitherto been only heirs.